This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Beamish and Finley live, MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar. Big man Mitch Tischler over there with a giant tower of beer, and
he could probably grab that towel and look like it's a regular glass in his hand.
Hold on, I got to show you this picture. I don't know how John Keim found this picture, but we have a text thread with just a bunch of the guys that cover the team, and Keim sent this photo of me and Mitch from a few years back. I don't know what is going on here, but look at Big Man shotgunning the
giant. He's shotgunning the whole man. Mitch is crazy.
Look at that beast. Big
he
man,
is crazy dude,
Mitchell. Where is this photo from? Dude, keep eating. Keep eating. We'll follow up. I'm just showing this. I'll show it to the stream, too.
Yeah, you like to start stuff.
That's a lot of beer. Here,
you like to start
looking
stuff
at the stream.
Say, oh, we going. Don't worry about it. Keep eating.
Come over here for Bleep You. I'll let
crazy,
you finish your
man.
Food. Did you see Scottie Scheffler's meal yesterday, B. Mitch? You were busy,
yeah.
So I don't know if you saw it.
I actually saw it in a text thread, and then I heard the junkies talking about it this morning.
What'd you think of his dinner?
Hey, man, you do what you like, not what everybody else likes.
I totally agree with that.
You know, I'm with that.
I do think chili's a little aggressive.
Hey, but still, I mean, as long as they don't put beans in it, you're okay. You don't want to be in a closed room with a bunch of dudes eating beans.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It could be a little gassy in there.
It could get a little gassy. So last night, for Channel 4, I got to make my own master's dinner. Uh-oh, Pete in the building. Hello, sir.
So you want to know what mine would be?
Pete looks jacked. Nah, I was going to tell you
Pete
mine.
Pete been lifting, man.
Pete looks jacked, dude. All right.
Good.
So here's what I did. My appetizers were charbroiled oysters.
Yep.
Old Bay spiced shrimp, steamed shrimp, and buffalo wings.
I'll do the spiced shrimp, but not the other stuff you said.
What? No, this is my meal. You don't get to dictate.
Okay.
And I also mandated that all of the seafood was from the Chesapeake Bay, not the Gulf.
Well, guess what? That can't happen.
I'm just telling
you,
dog.
Because you won't have enough to feed the people.
Then I got Caesar salad and French onion soup. But nothing exotic here, but they're just great.
All right.
Entree is Cajun ribeye. Served with crab Norfolk, cream spinach, sautéed mushrooms, and my dad's potatoes. My dad used to slice these potatoes up real thin, fry them up, and then put a little mint sauce on them. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Dessert, chocolate pudding pie.
Chocolate pudding pie. Yep, not going to do that.
Yo, this is my meal.
I know. I'm just saying I'm not going to do it, so I'm going to go eat my meal now.
Hold on. Why wouldn't you have chocolate pudding pie?
I've never liked that.
Dog,
I'm a texture guy.
When I brought it in, you liked it.
I did not eat that.
Yes, you did.
No,
I did.
JP, I didn't eat it.
Did.
I was the only person that didn't eat it. Everybody else ate it. Landfill was telling me I should try it, and I said, nah, I'm not trying that. Now, I would do the trouble oysters with you.
They're great.
Then I love these, what's the little roll I was trying to get? But I love, like, the Texas egg, the egg rolls kind of. But I take them, I'll do them with some crab meat in it instead of the chicken. And then for my dinner, I'm going to have a variety of things. Etouffee, gumbo, and then I'm gonna have fried catfish on the side with everything that goes with it. My dessert is gonna be my mom used to do this German chocolate cake. That's what I want.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Jeffrey, what would your master's meal be? You get to pick the whole damn meal.
Oh man. I probably had some Brian Mitchell gumbo. We gotta make the, and that's the appetizer.
That's the appetizer?
That's the appetizer.
Damn.
Yeah, we eating good that day. And then the main course, I think I'm gonna make some jerk chicken. Yeah, I'm gonna cook it though.
You want to cook your own?
Yeah.
Nah, they don't cook it for you.
Nah, but I feel as though I season better than you.
No, you don't.
Have you ever seen the scene in The Office where Dwight is talking about his wildest dream is living in hell with the devil, and then somebody says it out loud to him, like, your wildest dream is to live in hell with the devil? So this is the most incredible meal you can have in the world, and you want to cook it yourself, and you want jerk chicken?
I want to cook portions of it myself, yes.
Okay, dog.
Yes, and then I'll have my grandma make the dessert, because she just makes some incredible pies.
What your grandma going to tell you is, dog, these people cooking all this stuff for us to enjoy ourselves because you get to pick it. I'm not cooking a damn thing. You better let these people cook their food.
Nah, man.
She'll give them the recipe and they'll do it themselves.
It just hit better when certain people cook it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is the master's menu.
All I'll say is
your grandma come in the kitchen.
I think they are better than even your grandmother.
Nope.
Like here's what I'm saying. Nope. The potatoes I want cooked, like they're the way my father cooked them, but I want those dudes to cook them that way.
That same way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I want that recipe.
Well, can grandma at least be in the kitchen with him? Can I at least be in the kitchen with him?
No, your grandma gonna be enjoying it.
Couldn't you just bring your grandmother to enjoy it rather than make her work?
But it's just, you know, when I eat, see, I like to eat, and I like things.
We're aware that you like to eat.
Yeah, we saw you. We know you like to eat.
Taste my way, so you know. Sometimes they don't be adding the right amount of seasoning and stuff.
Creighton just went hot from deep. Creighton, all of a sudden, it's 40-25 in that game. High Point, now it's early, but High Point is absolutely sticking with Purdue.
11-11,
6 minutes into that game. They've already we're getting through TV timeouts and stuff here. All right, folks, I don't know who's answering the phones. I assume it's the Professor Landini. The phone number is 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. 1067. It's time for Bleep You Thursday. Let's get it going.